It is time for the MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell here along with Andy Carboni this week. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be here once again talking about our favorite sport.
Our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Now, Andy, what's the latest news on the Red Sox? Last week we talked about Alex Cora returning to manage the team. We have a little thing up with Alex on the website. We have some David Ortiz birthday wishes for him from some stuff on the website. But what's the very latest on Eduardo Rodriguez?
Well, after having COVID-19 and myocarditis, Eduardo Rodriguez says he'll be 100% ready for the start of the 2021 season. He's beginning to start some physical workouts, which will include getting some running in, eventually some throwing. So he seems to be, at least he feels he's going to be ready for the 2021 season or when it gets underway, whenever that will be. But obviously, that remains to be seen how things will progress for him. But you can take that as a good note for the Red Sox pitching staff, because obviously he's your number one guy if he's ready and raring to go come spring training.
Any changes on the Red Sox coaching staff under Cora this year?
Yes, they have hired former Cubs bench coach Will Venable to be Alex Cora's bench coach. Venable had a 9-year major league career, so he will be sitting alongside Cora. Actually, Venable was one of the candidates that was interviewed for the open Sox manager position before it ended up going to Cora. So, seems like an easy fit for the Sox to get someone that they were very interested in to be a bench coach and get him some more experience. And who knows, eventually down the line, he could be a manager in the major leagues.
Although not a socialite yourself, Andy, I know you love to drop names, and I want you to drop some Red Sox names. What are some Red Sox players' names and in the news here?
Well, you know, I always love to drop names, Bill, but the 2021 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot released earlier in the week. Three former members of the Red Sox are on this year's ballot: Roger Clemens, Manny Ramirez, and Curt Schilling. The results will be announced on January 26th. Out of the list of names for the ballot overall this year, Bill, I think that Curt Schilling has the best chance of getting into the Hall of Fame. Last year, he had 70% of the vote. You need 75% to get in. This year's new class of players on the ballot, it's a very weak group of players, so Schilling definitely stands out. It will be interesting to see how your steroid guys, like your Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Manny Ramirez, how they fare once again in the ballot.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I would love to see Clemens in the Hall. I really would. Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, anything else? What else do we have for team news?
Well, Red Sox made some additions to the roster, not household names by any stretch, but that's what we're going to see Chaim Bloom probably do more often than not. They've signed relief pitcher Kevin McCarthy to a minor league deal. McCarthy's 5-year career has been spent with the Royals. He only pitched in 5 games this past season. They've signed minor league outfielder Michael Geddes, who was a top prospect in the Padres system. Back in AAA in 2019, Geddes hit 31 home runs. And the Red Sox re-signed pitcher Emmanuel DeJesus to a minor league deal. DeJesus played in 2019 for the Sox single-A team in Salem, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So the 2021 season will, I guess, get underway, right?
Well, that's the word right now. They're planning to get spring training underway in February and have the season start in late March or beginning of April, as they usually do. And Sox officials did mention recently that they expect to socially distance fans at Fenway in 2021. So it'll be interesting to see if they get the go-ahead from the city of Boston to allow some fans into Fenway and how that will all play out down the road.
Gotcha. All right. So, normally this time of year, hockey and basketball on the pro and college level would be firing up here, at least practices for college basketball. College hockey would already be underway, and obviously the NHL and NBA would be starting as well here. But we know what happened in 2020. Okay. So I know you've been telling us about all the NESN classics from week to week here. What's on NESN now?
Well, this week they're giving us the best of Manny Ramirez. I guess that fits in well where he's on the Hall of Fame ballot. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, first pitch comes your way. It's a game from July 1st of 2006. Red Sox beat the Florida Marlins 11-5 down in the Sunshine State. Manny hits 2 home runs in the game and drives in 5 runs.
More good news for the Red Sox, NESN being NESN, right?
All
right.
Absolutely. All positive games to see.
All right. Spin us through some Major League Baseball news. What's up this week?
Well, since last we talked, Major League Baseball's big awards were handed out. The Cy Young Awards were all about Ohio in 2020 in the American League. The award went to the Indian Shane Bieber, who led Major League Baseball with a 1.63 ERA, tied for the league lead in wins with 8 over the National League. The Reds' Trevor Bauer took home the hardware. Bauer was second in Major League Baseball with a 1.73 ERA. He's now a free agent. He also becomes the first Reds pitcher in their history to win the Cy Young Award. MVP awards given out in the American League. White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu batted .317, 19 home runs, 60 RBIs, played in all 60 games this year, and he helped lead the White Sox to their first postseason appearance since 2008. While over in the National League, the Braves' Freddie Freeman won the award, hitting .341, 13 home runs, 53 RBIs. He also played in all 60 games. Freeman helped lead the Braves to their NL West title. Old friend Mookie Betts did finish second in the balloting. And Dodgers GM Andrew Friedman won the 2020 Executive of the Year award.
All right. So, Andy, I know there's some news with management or managers and general managers.
Certainly is. The big news, obviously, the Marlins, they've hired Kim Eng to be the first female general manager in the history of Major League Baseball. And then just the other day, Cubs vice president, excuse me, should say president of baseball operations and former Sox GM Theo Epstein has resigned from his position. That goes into effect on Friday. Jed Hoyer, who worked with Theo here in Boston and followed him to Chicago, takes over. Theo did say that baseball is being ruined with the overuse of analytics.
That's interesting.
And obviously a lot of people agree with that, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's but didn't Theo bring analytics into the Red Sox?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's against it totally. He's just more, saying that there's just too much of it going on in baseball right now. Yes, he did bring some analytics use into the Red Sox when he was the GM here, but obviously he thinks it's gone over the top.
Yeah, we have 1 minute and 15 seconds left, Andy. What else do you have for us?
Mets second baseman Robin Cano has been suspended without pay for next season. He tested positive for steroids for the second time in his career. He'll be losing out on $24 million in 2021. Stupid move, Mr. Cano. The Padres have re-signed their ace right-hander, Mike Clevinger, to a two-year deal, but this is kind of interesting. Once they announced the contract signing, they did say that he'll miss next season entirely, having Tommy John surgery. It's not a bad deal. Get a two-year contract, and you only have to play 1 year. Hall of Fame manager, 93-year-old Tommy Lasorda, remains hospitalized with an unknown condition. Lasorda was last seen in Texas celebrating with the Dodgers after winning the World Series. And an auction ended last weekend of Johnny Bench's personal memorabilia, bought in just under $2 million. Items sold included his 1975 and 1976 World Series rings.
Mm-hmm. Any reason why he was selling that stuff?
Well, John did say that he's putting the money aside for his child's college funds. He does have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old living with him, as well as his 31-year-old son. Bench has been married 4 times.
Ooh.
So you can kind of see.
There you go.
has some issues going on there, I'm sure, with payments he has to dish out every month. So I guess it's more or less to bring some more money into the Bench fold, and because he has bills to pay.
I'm glad I followed up on that one. Oh, man. Well, you are dropping names and stuff. You are. This is like a baseball gossip podcast today.
A little bit of everything this week, Bill.
Man. We should follow up on that angle moving forward here.
I'll see what I can do. If I can get some good nuggets, I'll definitely pass them on. I'm not afraid to.
We've got to move on beyond the Yankee wife swapping back in the 60s. Yeah,
we can get in on that as well. We can update people if they were not aware what happened back then, but yes, all good stuff going on.
This year in baseball history. There you go. All right. Andy, anything else to share with us? No other. It's still not a lot of great news from the Fab 9 at Fenway, right?
No, certainly not. I guess just the question is going to be, when are they going to start making some moves with names of players you may have heard of instead of grabbing these minor league free agents off the scrap heap? But again, that's the Tampa Bay way of doing things, and that's where Chaim Bloom came from. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. Obviously, this kind of time of year, things are generally kind of quiet, and when it comes to free agent moves, things start to heat up after Thanksgiving, between that spot and the Christmas holiday. So we'll have to see if there's something coming down the pipeline in a few weeks.
You got it. There he is, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.